Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Well, one of the real success stories of 2018 has been the Newcastle Knights, and they won yesterday at Scully Park, Tamworth. Wasn't it a picture too? Packed house, packed crowd. They were up on the rooftops. Knights 22, Tigers 20. And the Knights are now 4 wins, 3 losses on 8 points. Of course, an injury to Mitchell Pearce, which we don't know, might be the year, but we'll talk more about that. Let's get one of the superstars of 2018 on the line. Kalyn Ponga, welcome to Sunday Triple M NRL.
Hey, guys. How are we?
We are fantastic, mate. Congratulations, you guys. You've done it all this year. And, well, you haven't yet, but you, that's a way to grind out a good win yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, we knew that the Tigers play for 80, and that's kind of what they've based their last few rounds on. We were poor coming into that second half, but we understood that we weren't going to win the game up until the last 3 minutes. And funny enough, through effort and hard work, we got lucky at the end there.
Kalyn, the game plan for the Tigers, that they are a very good side defensively this season. How did you go about breaking them down?
Yeah, they've been kind of rushing teams and forcing errors out of their opposition. And like Brownie sort of said to us, just be patient, let them come and play with tempo. So we did change our attacking structure a little bit to suit the Tigers. And we knew that they were going to come at us, so we didn't want to play too fast. And we exposed down that left side a little bit. We got a bit of joy there, so we kind of just kept hammering it. And we got a bit of joy.
I thought you did a great job, Kalyn, exposing the Tigers' edges. As Paul just touched on defensively, they like to play up and in and really rush. And you guys obviously did your homework on that. And it looked as though, once you struck gold, you continued trying to go there.
Yeah, I think it's... Well, we haven't really played against a side this year that's done that. So it was good. Like, through training, we trained well. Obviously, we planned for that during the week. And we understood, like, PSC obviously had a lot of control in attack, and he told me to be patient, to stand back, let them come, and I thought we executed well, which is pleasing to see.
When it was a very tight first half, 10-0 at half time in your favour, and then the Tigers came out and blew you away in I think after 8 minutes of the second half, it was 18-10 to them. Take us into your conversation behind the goal line there when these guys had got that far ahead and they were on clearly on a roll. Like, what was the mood like there?
We were a bit shocked. It was a bit... We come out the second half and we just got stunned. Like, obviously, we worked so hard that first 40. It was a grinding game, good game of footy, and then we come out 4. A few of us were a little bit rattled, but our leaders in the team sort of said, don't be shocked, don't be shell-shocked, go back to what we do. And obviously, we put ourselves in a harder position than what we were, so we knew that we had to grind throughout the whole 80. And that's what we did. We got back in the game. It was our first, like you said, 8 minutes after half time wasn't good enough. So we had to work harder to get that win. But we did, and it was all positive signs. Even though we were 3 tries in like 8 minutes, I think you said. So, but we were positive and. Yeah, I think they went a long way to getting that win.
Mate, you were talking about having belief when you had to play for 80 minutes against the Tigers. Did you believe that Jamie Bure had that type of kicking game?
Oh, when he got the ball, I honestly was like, what are they doing? Because I think I was in the tackle, and I knew that Cogs would be out there, but I think they went straight past Cogs, Jack Cogger, threw it to Jamie, and he backed himself. The man celebrating his 150th game, put a chip in to win the game. So it was a great moment for him, great moment for the club. I'm just fortunate that he executed there.
How are you finding it? You sort of remind me of a kid that's always going to back himself, but how have you found the first 7 games? And last week when you got into the clear and you look up and there's the great Billy Slater.
Yeah.
And you see him in front of you, what was going through your mind?
I've always sort of pictured that moment. I think a lot of kids have, facing them going one-on-one with the best player, especially in my position. To be honest, I thought I had him. I looked up and I thought, I've got you here. He got me. And when he got me, I wasn't surprised. Like, I kind of just looked at him and thought, you're the best. That's okay. You can tackle me. I thought I do sort of back myself in those positions. And That's probably because the teams allowed me to do that, allowed me to be confident. Obviously I didn't come up with the goods there, but I'll continue to back myself.
You touched on something earlier, Kaelin. You talked about Jamie Bure taking that kick, and the reason he took it is because Mitchell Pearce was not on the field, and we see today he's got a torn pectoral muscle. We're not sure quite yet what the extent of it is. How's that going to affect the side?
Obviously, like, we're hoping for the best news. I'm not too sure on the extent of his injury, but I think, like, we've got players at the club that if they do their role when they come in, they do their job, then we should be in safe hands. We've got Connor, Lammy there waiting for the opportunity to play. I think Jack Cogger played a great game last night. So if the boys come in and do their jobs, then although Mitchell Pearce is a big loss, I don't think it should affect us too much, if you know what I'm saying. So, obviously it'll be a big loss to have Pearce out, but if the boys can do their jobs, then we should be all right.
Just going back to last night, Kaelin, I love your confidence when the game was in the balance. You wanted the ball in your hands. And before Jamie Bure put that cross kick up for Sean Kenny-Dowell, it was on the back of your run that the Knights were able to get on the front foot. Did you know at that point that Mitchell had gone off and that's why you wanted the ball in your hands? Or?
I knew that Pearcey was off. And then so it was basically myself, Jack Cogger, I think I knew Jamie was in the halves at that point. I wasn't too sure. But a lot of credit goes to Jack Cogger there, because he sort of came up to me and said, the way he was talking was, I'm in control now. We're going to play footy here. When we get, we're going to do well. When we get the ball, let's play. And when he said that, I got a bit excited. So for Jack Cogger to step up in that last, 8 minutes or whatever it was when Pearcey went off, was awesome. It helped me, gave me a bit of confidence, and I reckon it went a long way to that win, because he literally just said to me, let's play some footy here, and I got excited. So Jamie obviously came up with the last play, but I think Jack probably can take a lot of credit for that.
Kaelin, we're 7 rounds into the competition. For the first time this year, we've got a clear-cut 8, and the good news for you is that the Knights are in the 8. Have you guys sat down now and had a talk about how you approach the rest of the season? We're nearly a third of the way through it. I know a lot of teams like to have a sit down and readjust their plans depending on where they're sitting after 8 rounds. You guys going to do something similar?
To be honest, this is the first time I've actually played 7 rounds of NRL. So the first 7 rounds has been up and down for us as a club, with a bit of inconsistency. So no doubt, as a leadership group, the leadership group as a team and the coaching staff will probably sit down and go over the last 7 weeks and then sort of, plan the next however so. So, we've got some things to work on, but hopefully we can play some consistent footy the next few weeks and sort of set up the back end.
There's been talk already about yourself and Origin. Look, obviously you want to play Origin, but do you think this year is achievable for you, or are you prepared to say it's going to take you a little bit longer to get to that state of readiness?
I sort of sit down with my old man and set out goals every year. And Origin wasn't, my goal this year was to play consistent footy for the Knights and put a lot of my focus there, and that's what I'm going to continue to do. If I get a chance or call up or an opportunity, I'll take it with both hands and try and make the most of it. But I'm not going to be, knocked back if I don't make it. That's the sort of something that I was hoping or was working towards in the next couple of years. But yeah, like I said, my focus is here at the Knights and just playing good and consistent footy for the boys. So. Obviously, Origin's a dream and it's something I want to achieve, but I'm not too fazed if I don't make it.
It's been very impressive watching you coming along, and I don't want to sound patronising here, but the way you've got into this season, and we all heard the raps of you coming through as a young kid, and we saw what happened last year with the negotiations with the Cowboys, and obviously the Knights came in, and there was a lot of talk about whether the size of your contract and the length of your contract and all that, and so there's a lot of expectation on you because of that. And there wouldn't be a person in the game who would say that you've undersold that. You've come up trumps every week, and a lot of people are saying whatever the night spent was money well spent. We get to Origin though. Do you think this year you would be ready to play Origin, because your transformation from a kid who only basically was a bench player last year to a full time starter this year has been very swift. Do you think you could make a similar transition to Origin?
I don't know. It's kind of hard to say. I think obviously the people that have been there, the coaching within Origin, that's their call. They have control over that. Like I said before, if I get the opportunity, I'd 100% take it with both hands and make the most of it. But obviously the people above, you know, they know that sort of stuff. They've been around for long enough to sort of know when to bring a player in. And I think Queensland's done that well over the last few years. So, I'd love to play. Obviously, everyone would love to play. But, I'm not, like I said, I'm too fazed. I'm just focusing on my footy here at the night.
Is there anything about Origin you find intimidating?
No. Why would it? I don't know. Not really. I wouldn't find it intimidating. Like it's an opportunity to play what I think is, you know, the best standard of footy, and that's all you really want to do as you as a footy player is compete and be challenged. So, not really. I don't really find it scary.
I think that's. You've shown us just why now you've handled the transition to full-time NRL so well.
There's your answer, Paul.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Keep the lid on it too, Callum. They're all New South Welshmen. Don't let them talk you too much.
Hey, you've got us terrified. Don't worry.
No.
In about 4 years, he will, have you?
It's been lovely to talk to you. Just before you go, you must have settled in there in Newcastle pretty well with the other blokes, because you've got your own label, Barrel Boys. Tell us about that.
Obviously, I come from up north in Townsville. There's not much waves or beach going on, so I come down here and wanted to learn like how to surf. And we just started a group chat called Barrel Boys, just a bit of a laugh, and then put a label on a tee and started selling them. And now we've got a bit of a label, so it's just a little bit of an excuse to get together every now and then, have a barbecue, and mess around. But it's good fun. The people here in Nui are getting behind it, and obviously the better we go, the better the brand goes. So it's good fun. The boys here are amazing though. Like they've from the first week, I think I felt at home, and to walk into a club new and feel at home pretty fast, not only myself but my family, was huge. I'm pretty fortunate to be here.
Good on you, mate.
Perfect, mate. Well, there's 3 XLs and an extra small for Paul.
Maroon's got the extra small.
He'll get his straight and dry, don't worry.
Good on you, Kalen. Good to talk to you, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Good on you. There he is.